Living, learning, and leading with dyslexia. Many of you have no idea that I'm dyslexic. I hide it and never talk about it. If you're a family member, a close friend, or a past coworker, you probably already know. After struggling through high school, college, and into my 20s at work, I feel like I need to tell my story. Maybe my story about living, learning, and leading with dyslexia can help someone else. I never understood why God made me so stupid. This is what I would think about myself. It wasn't fair. It ruined me in my younger days. I was depressed, embarrassed, frustrated, and helpless. I knew I was never going to succeed at anything in my life because I couldn't even pass my English class. I was terrified of college, knowing I wouldn't be able to make it there. I was scared of my future. When I was 8 years old, I was standing in our living room with my dad, brother, and sister. My dad was teaching us how to tell our lefts from our rights. He said, "Put out your left hand. It's the one shaped like an L when you're looking at it." I had this in the bag. For one, I was the oldest, so I was smarter than my brother and my sister. For two, my name was Lindsay. I knew exactly which hand was an L because I wrote it down every time I spelled my name. My dad said it again. "Put out your left hand. When you look at it, it's the one shaped like an L." Everyone was looking at me. I looked down at my hand and I was shocked. I swear to this day, I put out the correct hand, but I didn't. I put out the hand with the backwards L. It was my right hand. My dyslexia was so bad, they gave me an IEP, Individualized Educating Program, in the fourth grade. This made it worse. I knew there was something wrong with me. My teachers treated me different. My friends asked me questions or made it into a joke when I would mess up or fail a test. They just didn't think I worked hard or studied, even though I probably studied twice as long as they did. I went to special classrooms for extra help. I went to extra reading classes outside of school, even in the summertime. I took my tests in separate rooms. I had to memorize everything. My spelling was terrible. My parents would stay up late and help me study with dumb flashcards. I would listen to audiobooks while I was following along in a textbook. And the worst part was, I still never really got it. I had to learn the hard way from a past job to always tell my boss and coworkers up front about my dyslexia, or else they would think I had trouble comprehending or some sort of hearing problem. That was a mess and very hard to deal with. It was extremely frustrating and always embarrassing.